threshold of your temple. I just wanna bow. Leave me in the holy place. I just wanna bow. I am a son of the temple. I just wanna bow. Come on. Just leave me in the holy place. I want to bow. I just wanna bow. I just wanna bow. I just wanna bow. Come on, let me bow. Let me bow. I just wanna bow. I'm a son of the temple. I wanna bow. Leave me in the holy place. I want to bow. I just wanna 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 bow. I wanna bow. I wanna bow. Let me bow. Let me bow. Let me bow. Just let me bow. I just wanna bow. I wanna bow. Leave me, let me bow. I just wanna bow. I love to bow. I just wanna bow. I'm a son of the temple. I wanna bow. Leave me in the holy place. Let me bow. I just love to bow. I just love to bow. I love to bow. Can you just adore your King and just pour incense and just let incense go? I want to bow. Addicted to the temple, I love to bow. Leave me in the holy place, I love to bow. I just wanna bow. I just wanna bow. I wanna bow. I just wanna bow. I just wanna bow. Please let me bow. I just wanna bow. I just wanna bow. I just wanna bow. Addicted to the temple. I wanna bow. Just leave me in the temple. I wanna bow. Amen. Let's have our seat in God's presence. John chapter 17. Amen. John chapter 17. Good evening, everybody. You welcome somebody beside you. Jesse, come on, help me. Let me set it. John 17. Praise God. You guys are just stressing me. I would have just loved to teach the Bible. But
And maybe I'll just do that. Because some of you are distracted about the protest, and the distraction might affect my teaching. I just want to teach the Bible. That's what I do. I want to teach the Bible. Amen. Distracting me. Leave me. I'm a son of the temple. Amen. It has always been from time immemorial. They always want to make Jesus the king of this earth. Every time. Every time. It's always the error. Sorry for those I told to bring the... I've changed my mind. You can bring it down. It's always the error of... It's always the error of good people. The error of good people is every time they always want to make Jesus the king of the earth. He is not the king of the earth. Amen. Amen. Do you know what I mean in that context when I say he's not the king? He's not the king of this world. Amen. When he came in the flesh, they wanted him to be king. And he told them what? My kingdom is not what? Of this world. Thank God we did 21 days, but even the 21 days was not enough. Some of you still hit your heads on the wall. Amen. But we have forever to grow in understanding. So when either on earth or in heaven, we will all grow in what? Understanding. But it's always the error. We always want to make him the king of this world. He's not the king of this world. I don't know where we got that teaching. I don't know who taught us, but it has been a long time teaching. By the time they saw Jesus, they said, let's crown him king. My kingdom is not of this world. So let's crown him king. You can solve the problems of this world. But he's not the king of this world. He has his own kingdom. And the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God and his word and his Christ. It's always about conversion. It's never about repair. His ministry is convert, to born again. And that's why he himself went through death before there can be resurrection. Amen. Are you with me? Praise God. Listen. If I am your pastor and you fight me, it's not for your own good. If you fight me, I have nothing to lose. It's you that has something to lose. Because if I'm your pastor, it means that I have what you need. You don't have what I need. I'm sorry, I sounded like that. That if God told you I'm your pastor, you are the one that need me. I'm not the one that need you. So if you don't like what I'm saying, you had better just calm down and you'll resume the things I'll resume the things you like by Sunday. Amen. Are we together here? But they always wanted to make him king. It's always the error of brilliant minds. Always the error of brilliant minds. And that's why. And the reason for this is because you have not visited the realms of God. People think this earth is good. And they think the earth can be better in a way that can be good. People are just... You have not gone to the holy city. If you go to the holy city, Bible says men who this world are not worthy of. Some people think Christianity is a solution. It's a life. You people are joking me. You are kidding. You are kidding me. You are kidding me. Now we're fighting the battles that we did not even create, because when our pastor spent 20 years doing motivational teachings, the people don't longer know their home. The children of God have missed their home and don't even have an idea of their address. And so they are lost. They are lost, and they now need a Davido and an Aramali to wipe up their emotions. Amen. Is there anything wrong around about national reformation? There's nothing wrong about it. It's okay, but that is what it is. It is not the most important thing in the heart of God. I've manifested your name to the men whom you have given, me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known all the things which you have given me are from you. Verse 8, I've given to them the words which you have given me. They have known surely that I came good. I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Verse 9, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. You have to start a protest against Jesus and find out why he's not praying for the world. When you come to the kingdom, you sit down and learn. You don't bring your ideas into the kingdom because you needed salvation, because you are a fool and you are dead. And this was when he was walking on the face of the earth. Can you give me one earthly cause that he gave his emotions to? And the government now is better than his government when he was alive. He was under a terrible government. That government ordered his death when he was born, and he didn't reply. Okay, there are levels to interactions. Let me try. I just want to try. I'm not sure if I will be able to help you, but I will just try. There are levels to interaction. There are levels of light. Hear me. There are levels. Amen. There are levels. And every level, every opinion is an expression of a level of life. And so it's not a conversation of what is right or what is wrong. It's a conversation of where you are. Now, you can be here and interact. Let me give an example. What I'm going to preach now, what I'm saying now, is not what I will say somewhere else. Do you understand? Because the need of everybody is that if I'm in a political place, I will speak differently. You see? Because this conversation is not for them. Are you with me? And I understand. Okay, let me tell you the things I will say in a political place, which is true at that level. Are we together here? I will say in a political place. I'm just using this crisis as an example because it's this. I'm unhappy that I have to stress myself. I'm not happy. But as it is, I almost have to. Because people are just stressing me. Some people are calling me. Some are trying to link up prophecies to one. You are just stressing yourself. And then I can't deny the fact that some of you also are stressed. You don't even know how to interact or understand. Should I put up a poster? Should I put up? You are confused on what to do. There's nothing you do that is right or wrong. If you go outside, just make sure the bullets don't hit you. Do you understand that? I don't have a problem with all of that. I don't have a problem with any. Do you understand? I'm free. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't have a problem with anything. What I have a problem with is exchange. Things that prove that you don't know what the kingdom is. That's what I have a problem with. If I was in a political place, if I was to speak as a Nigerian, I would say that we need to bring an end to police brutality. But I will go further. I will say more than that. I would say that we need to put an end to brutality in our minds as human beings generally, because there's not only police brutality, there's nurses brutality. The Nigerian nurse is a different kind of nurse. The Nigerian doctor in the government hospitals are different kinds of doctors. The Nigerian lecturers in the Nigerian universities. Are you with me? In the government universities is a different kind of lecturer. The Nigerian football team. The Nigerian footballer is different when it comes to play for Nigeria. The NFF is different from the normal NFF. Are you with me? The Nigerian civil servant is strange. Yes, sir. You almost need to pray, bribe, or know someone. To get admission, you almost need extra. The Nigerian gate man is strange. Are you with me? What's the difference? The Nigerian policeman has a gun. But the Nigerian doctor has killed a lot of people. The Nigerian nurses have killed a lot of people. The Nigerian education system has finished people's brain. Our students find out they are brilliant when they have traveled. So the Nigerian government is in crisis. Amen. So there's a whole lot of things that needs to end. Are you with me? That will be my basis of what? Of conversation. Do you understand? Are you together with me? Is this not obvious? Is this not correct? Everything in Nigeria is in a mess. And it was not so many years ago. Our fathers told us a different story about how Nigeria was. And so Nigeria is in crisis. But the policeman's own is obvious because there is a what? He has a gun. But the civil servant has a pen. The nurses have a needle. And the lecturers have their own pen also. Are you with me here? So we need to rally around and have a protest against this government. And the policemen should be part of the protest. And the soldiers should be part of. The Nigerian soldier is different from normal soldiers. The Nigerian soldier will tell you to enter inside the gutter and be rolling. Inside gutter and broad daylight, be rolling. The Nigerian soldier slaps people anywhere on the road. That don't look like the soldiers in other parts of the world. Are you with me? So it's serious. Very serious. And even the Nigerian on Twitter also will use his data to threaten you that you must say something. And so if the guy had a gun, he would have shot you. And so we have bullies also on social media. Bullies that do not ask. If you disagree with, if people have a different opinion, you should be able to accept people's different opinion. But what is worse is that you are even telling people, if people now say, okay, I don't have a different opinion, I just don't have an, my opinion is not yet known, you will still say, no, you must have an opinion. You are just in darkness. You don't understand that the same battle that you think you are fighting for, you are also a perpetuator. But you don't have a gun. Every Nigerian that turns, that you give the Nigerian uniform, police uniform, and puts in that structure will be a terrible person. On Saturday, I told you guys of when my friend's mom was sick, broke her leg, and I was in the hospital for weeks. I would run helter-skelter to buy one drug. Q, Ibobi. After a while, we took her away from there. To see a doctor is like the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody's waiting for when the doctors will come. When the doctors come, they'll just go around. Say, sir, I'm busy now. Fortunately for us, the hospital we went to, the doctor that was in charge of our case was the same doctor. So we took her from a government hospital and took her to a private hospital. It was the same doctor in charge of our case. When we got there, the guy became another man. He said, all right, you're welcome. Can we go to the office? I'm telling you. I was shocked. Every time we lifted his mom from the bed to another bed, she goes through excruciating pain. For the first time, when we got to the hospital to take her from the ambulance to the hospital bed, she didn't go through any pain. I went to ask them what happened. She said it's simple. She didn't have to go through all that pain. He says somebody was meant to pull this part of the leg forward. Somebody pulled it backward and carry her. He said when we were carrying her the other time, he says we're just lifting her. And so the broken bones were smashing themselves. That's Nigeria. This doctor sat us down and took a barrel and a pen and was drawing for us. So, you know, so this is the condition of things now. We have two options. Now you guys are going to tell us how we should go about it. Should we go this route? Should we go this route? Should we go this route? I'm telling you the truth. He was so civil, so sensible, and the difference in pay was like 20K. Are we together here? So even if I want to talk like a human being, that I am not. That what? I am not. Now, it might take you some while to say that statement, but we're on the journey. But after a while, you'll find out you are not. I'm not looking for a better life. Are you people okay? What are you talking about? I can leave this country with my wife and go to Somalia. I can go anywhere the Lord says I should go. I came from above. What's wrong with you people? I'm looking for a better road. I'm looking for a better road. I came from above for the liberation of human souls from hellfire to take them to heaven and to conform them to the image of Christ. It's clear. But I can still engage at a lower level. But that's not who I am. But the challenge is this. Don't change it. Do you understand? Don't misplace things. And so it's on a basic level, we find out that this is what I'm doing right now. I'm doing it because I'm not meant to be doing it. What I'm doing right now, actually, we are behind time, or time of understanding. We're not meant to be here. The real shocker, the world should find out that the church is not as angry. The church is just... They should come and tell us, are you people not Nigerians? They will now tell them how things should be done. And they will now come here and see a pattern and find out why they are. Do you understand that? But right now, things are still mixed. But the days have come, the revival has started. I'm telling you the truth. I don't like what I'm doing. Because before coming here, the teaching anointing was upon me. I told my wife, there is a strange teaching mantle on me, but I can't use it. Because... You that I want to teach, You don't even know whether to be in church service. You don't know whether you're doing the right thing. Are you with me? So can you see how I would have the analysis of it on a natural level? So perhaps it should be a protest against the madness that the nation has stormed into, right? Are you with me? Like I said, I don't know if what I'm doing will be successful, because there's a lot of layers of darkness in the hearts of men after tens of years of lack of Bible study. Because for a while, all you have heard, the people you have heard from, are MDs of complaints. So you are of this earth, Etty. I called my spiritual father today. I said, Daddy, what was happening? People are just stressing me. Am I not hearing God? He said, what happened? I said, I drink cotton shell, I get kilo shell. Okay, you know, man. But did you like you are cool? I don't know. Now, listen, that's why I said you have to be mature. What I'm saying now does not mean the lesser conversation does not exist. You have to be mature. That's why you shouldn't be insulting those who are engaging at this level, because even that level God can use it, and God is using it. He's in control of everything. But wherever you are engaging from, don't leave the temple. That's what I'm telling you. Don't leave the temple. Why are you leaving the temple? Cripsy, love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your might, with all your heart. The question, how come you can love other things? Where did you see space? Where did you see space? Where did you see space? Are you with me? That we can engage as the salt, but we can't engage as the world. You are the salt of the world. You are not the world of the world. You are salt of the world. Am I preaching here? You're actually behind time. Not physical time. Understanding time. And it's taking me a lot of effort to actually do what I'm doing. So what did Jesus mean? This scripture I showed you. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. What does he mean? It means that there is a passion and a desire that is burning in the heart of Jesus and is towards his disciples and the kingdom. Are we together here? Do you even know that one of the fathers in the faith, Kwede was sharing about Daddy Emiko. I may not know Reverend Emiko. He's a father in the faith, one of the few ones that are still alive. Started the Pentecostal movement. He said, Christians do not know that voting, election, is purely a kingdom affair. That even election, when you are voting, and it's purely kingdom. But guess what? These Christians that I don't know where they got themselves from, how do you vote a party that supports abortion? Even to the point of, what do they call it? Late term abortion. You don't understand. You can kill your baby the day you are meant to deliver the baby. How are you able to? You say, Trump is he behaving like a Christian? Is that the issue on ground? Are we voting person? Plus Trump, plus the second person. What's the difference? Only Christ is the new man. But we're looking at the one that aligns with what? With the kingdom. Are we together with me here? And you don't even know the value. You don't know what to call abortion. You know what they call abortion in the eyes of God? Or you think gay is the same as lying? As some of you say, that sin is sin? Who is your Bible teacher? Who is the apostle that raised you? That Paul had to get about two chapters, Romans chapter 1 and Romans chapter 2, to discuss about the peculiarity and the particularity of the sin called homosexuality. It is not just sin. It is rebellion against God. Can you see a new church has to rise? Are you listening to me? Am I making sense here now? That we are not actually as much as we think we are. There's a need for national repentance. Crazy, you need to understand. You need to. I wish you can just feel how I'm feeling. I'm telling you, sometimes I feel like resigning. There should be international repentance. What's all this nonsense? You go to the church of God and the glory will not be in the house. What are we doing? People are just speaking English, wearing suits, speaking nicely. Are we in a board meeting? What's happening here? The ushers are used as marketing strategy. Everything is brain work. What's wrong with us? The ushers are smiling when they don't feel like smiling. What's this? Are we masquerades? Hello, nice to see you. Hello. Is this customer service? Somebody should come in and an usher should say, can I see you? Take him to one side and give him a strong word of prophecy. I said, when you're coming in, I saw I'm really sorry. I'm really nice. When I saw you, I just saw the demon of rebellion. And it was revealed, you know, the day before yesterday, at Lightning 9:15. You and this person was rebelling against your husband. Do you understand that thing? Or he calls a man and says, sir, please come, sir. Sir, you can't marry a second wife. You can't. Or somebody just enters and can and has to repent. He just enters and his awareness that he's a sinner hits him. Are we making sense out of this? We're not even there. We're just calculating numbers. But the times have changed though. Yeah. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Then of course, it is... Maybe I should even shut... Should I shut the life... Broadcast. Maybe I should show the live broadcast. Eh? Are you with me? Are my friends here?
Yeah.
Or you are my enemy? Now, do you know, please, do you know that I'm not, you know, I've not said something is right or wrong since I've been talking. I've not said something is right or wrong. I'm telling you the truth. I'm just trying to give you deeper perspective. Are you together with me? And I'm not saying do this or don't do that. So there are different levels to this conversation. And then of course, some people, are you together with me? Not all. Are you with me? But some people, both business people, even business brands, are connecting with the trend so that they think that they don't want to lose the market because people are angry. Amen. And then some pastors, not all pastors. In fact, I saw one pastor say that that's how then Paul and Peter were also killed by brutality. That this thing has to end. That's how they killed our apostles also. Amen. Because if you can join the... Well, it's okay because some people were told if you don't join, they won't patronize them. I heard of a movie person that released a movie, advertising a movie, and they told her, you had better come or else we'll not buy your movie. And then she went to join so that a movie can sell. So some church leaders also are trying to connect to it. Do you know the easiest thing to do is to is easy because you follow the trend and there is nothing attacking you. And guess what? To be part of it, don't forget, I have not told you anything is wrong. I have not. To speak against police brutality is not wrong. Amen. Are you together with me? It's not wrong. Just don't make it your high calling in Christ Jesus. Are you together with me? It's not your high calling in what? In Christ Jesus. And it's not the manifestation of the sons of God. It's all those strong times that is scaring me. It's not in my verse. Oh, no. It's not this at the time. This is the time the church is meant to rise. What's wrong with you? Rise where? Which church is rising? Where? On the bridge? What rise? Church rises when souls are saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and conformed to the image of Christ. Do we have another Bible? Are there two Bibles? Which rise? What happened? What was? Let's know what we are doing.
Yes.
Are you together with me?
Yes.
Know what? Listen. There is in the realms of God, there is the wisdom of placement. If you place two and make it one, it won't be that it is what you're doing is wrong. It will be the placement you gave it. Huh? Food for the belly for the food. The boat shall perish. You understand that principle? It's the principle of the world or the human and his needs. Both the natural life and the needs that you have, both are going to perish. Do you understand? So our conversation must go beyond food and belly. Are we together here? I said like two or three things. Do you know that it is a spirit that forces everybody to think alike? Do you know it is not the Spirit of God? It's not the Spirit of God to bully people to think in a certain way. And do you know it's not natural, it's spiritual and it's demonic. Amen. And do you know that the cancel culture is not of God?
Yes.
That it is the spirit. You know when people read, when you read the book of Revelations and you hear the mark of the beast, and what is they say? If you don't take the mark of the beast, what will happen? You will not be allowed to purchase. It is opinions that are connected to economy. Why do you connect my opinion to my economy? Why do you say, if I don't think this way, my business must not flourish? Now, it's making sense to all of you now because you think it's one course. But the courses are going to shift.
Yeah.
That's the bait. The courses are going to... This course makes sense to you. But after, it will be another course. After, it will be that every pastor cannot refuse not to join homosexuals. And if not, your license will be withdrawn from you. And you have already agreed to a course that looked nice. And now they've gotten your assent. Are you with me? Because some of you have done things this week because of what people will say. Let them know. Say, hey, we are SS. I put a post somewhere and I told my people to be careful because of the madness I'm seeing. And somebody who I know from nowhere, who is not a special person to me, said, why will you call it madness? It's a protest. I said, the killing of innocent lives is madness. The police should not be killing people. He said, oh. I didn't know that's what you mean. Next time, you should phrase it differently. I said, whenever I write, I don't usually think about your interpretation. I don't write thinking of your interpretation. Small person, small like this, small girl like this, small girl. It is, are you listening to me? You see, listen. I'm your pastor, but it's not for long. When Jesus comes, I will not be your pastor again. Everybody will stand before God one on one. Do you understand that? So, this is a weapon you can use, but it's your choice. But you will face him one on one. You will not face him under me. Do you understand? On that day, there will be no queue behind me. Ah, you thought there will be queue? No queue behind me. Because even me, I'm facing my own queue. I'm facing him personally. Do you understand? We'll be greeted as a word or two. That's why, and hear this one clearly. And that's why you must be bold enough to disagree with me if what I'm saying does not connect with your scripture. Do you understand? It's not a, you have not sinned. Are you with me? No, I'm telling you the truth. Somebody reported someone to me and said, the person believes. I said, why are you reporting somebody that? What's wrong with you? Are we in a cult? Are we in a cult? Why can't the person believe differently? Are we in a cult? Am I number one of AA confraternity? Are we in a cult? The person has the right to believe differently. Is it doctrine? Are we talking about the blood of Jesus Christ? It's like supporting man, you're not supporting Arsenal. It's you that know what when you when after Arsenal finish you. It's you that know what to go to. I support Baka. You say it's Arsenal you want to support. You will find out now. Are we together here? So you can think different. It's not doctrine. It's not the blood. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's like choosing clubs. Are you together with me, my friends? Don't be afraid. Listen, if you start being afraid of your spiritual dad, your pastor, you're in a cult. You're in error. It's not doctrine. It's a matter that we end. Shebi, when during the COVID period, they said that people should not do anything. I don't even know whether there has not been any vaccine, nothing. And everybody have returned back to normal. But guess what? Some people were insulting those who felt otherwise. You would even be afraid to say what you feel. But guess what? They are back. They are no more. See, nobody's with nose mask here now. And since April, I've thought differently. Since April, that's the longest post I've released. I released a communique. Since April. Because some of us connect light. The light of God. And some of us don't follow. You see, some of us still take it a priority to hear God. Do you understand? There are still some of us, we hear God. And we are not, it's not a rumor. And when we don't hear God, we are quiet. I don't put my emotions and energy on something I've not heard God. I used to do that before. Now I've matured. If you see me, ask all those who are close to me when they are arguing very strongly. I would say, did you hear God? That's what I always ask. Because even when I'm arguing with my friends, even when I'm arguing, I'm very suggestive with my argument, because I've not heard God. But when I say some people, I say, have you heard God? Have you heard God now? Or maybe argue with someone who went to school. I don't argue. If you're a lawyer, I won't argue law with you. I will say, I think. I ask, have you heard, you have PhD, are you an engineer? Because some people can argue. You see Yoruba, someone that went to study Yoruba, can argue about engineering work and say, you see, this bridge. I say, are you an engineer? Are my friends here? Yes, sir. Some of us hear God. And when we have not heard God, we keep quiet. The second thing we do when I have not heard God, we line up behind those we know used to hear God. I've called them. They are not too much. I call them. I call one. I call my spiritual father. He said, what happened? He said, somebody even called him today. Make sure the person's name, a big person. He said, have you heard what's happening? He said, well, not pretending. What? Hey, God, me, understand, God, thanks. So, Listen. There are levels to this conversation. It's because I'm talking to the church I pastor. All this I'm saying to you is not what I'm releasing on air. The reason is because there's another level of conversation. Do you understand? And you can join it if you feel so. Are you with me? But when you are joining it, know that it's not your high calling. And it's not the manifestation of the sons of God. It's your civic duty. That's all it is. It's not the light is shining. The light is not shining. Listen, hear me and hear me clear. With this energy, how do you think our brothers in the north who are being killed day and night, villages are being sacked, and they never saw this agitation from the Christians in the south? They killed one on the road in Abuja, a woman, an evangelist. They killed her. Yeah. We never had this. Listen, in southern Kaduna, they sack villages. They'll go to a village and empty it. And it shows that another spirit is at work in us. And the spirit has a name. It's called the spirit of the world. It's the love of the world. And it needs to be purged. The Bible says that you should love, you should do good to all men. That's one level of conversation. You know, say especially those of the household of faith. It means that there is something called household of faith. It is also the kingdom of God and His Christ. That one feels different. Are you together with me?
Yes,
I've said many things, right?
Yes,
and so some people latch onto it. Some churches also latch onto it. Which is not a basis for criticism. I'm just speaking to you guys. Amen. Which is difficult. Because it's easier not to talk. Do you know this talk I'm talking? It's more difficult for me myself. Because personally, I'm enjoying my life personally. But this one that I'm talking, I will raise unnecessary enemies. But they are temporal. Because after a while, they will come off it. Come off it. Because listen, we have come off COVID, right?
Yeah.
I've come off it. One person who I used to pastor before sent me a text during COVID and said, I'm disappointed in you. Do you understand? This person cannot, as I've been pastoring, this person cannot successfully quote John 3:16. Verse 17. Add 17 to it. You know, John 3:16 is simple. If I say 17, be confused. You understand? Insulted me. She did not remember that a demon can attack her tomorrow. She can be sick next tomorrow. That she might need my anointing or my cancer. She forgot. And she had not built that spirit of wisdom. Neither has she built anointing. But because of a natural matter, she have abused me. But I've reached out. Because you don't know what you are doing. Some of you have insulted people over nothing. People. Fought people. Left relationships. Why? What's wrong with you? Why are you fighting people? Because somebody does not believe we should go outside. Somebody does not believe we should walk. Somebody does not believe we should pray. What's the matter? Are those the matters that should be your matter? When Barnabas and Paul were fighting over Silas, see their reissue. One said, let's go and do evangelism in this place. Another one said, no, let's go and preach there. See issue. You are fighting about prayer work that you did not put placard. Whereas there are pastors that are living every day in the north by the mercies of God. And you think you are fighting for Christ. And what you are fighting about is placard. It's hashtag. The southern Christians are a bunch of sport brats. Sport brats. Fighting over hashtag. You are allowing unbelievers to put fire in your bosoms.
So it's spiritual people that will tell me, Zach, me, what to say and what not to say, me. Even if I'm not born again, me. Me, Zach, don't. You know my previous name, Don Kuluminati? When they look at somebody whose name is Kule and they now put Don Kuluminati, they put Don and add Illuminati. Do you know where I'm coming from? That's my name in the world, Don Kuluminati. It's me you want to threaten. Are you with me? I'm just saying, this is the last time I will talk about this, you know. After today, I'm not going to waste my time again. And I don't care, and I don't mean this in a sarcastic way, I don't care what you say or what you don't say. That it's not a matter. To him that is pure, all things are pure. Level taking in one year. It's not an eternal stuff. If you want to go out and do a protest, go ahead and do it. Fine. It's good. It's very good. It's not just your high calling in Christ Jesus. And it's not that the sons of God are rising. That's what I'm telling you not to equate it to. If you want the sons of God to rise, go on the street and preach. Pray for the sick. When John asked Jesus, are you the one or we should expect another? What is Jesus Christ telling? He said, the lame is walking, the blind see. The kingdom is being preached. Are we together here? Another thing I want to say is that sensationalism is not spirituality. Don't get into the error to spiritualize things because they are sensitive or sensational. Don't. Be careful. Don't be led by your emotions. Are my friends here? Don't be led by what? By your emotions. Don't put the name of God on what the name of God is not in, because it is what? It is sensational. What is happening in the world is not always what God is doing. Are you with me? Are you with me, my friends? Huh? And sometimes what you can do on issues like this are sometimes just enter into the presence of God and go like an hour stretch of tongues. Before you know, you have a breakthrough into the mind of God. That's, you are a child of God. You are. Just go forget. Sometimes you need to shut your phones and go off Twitter, go off Facebook, go off Instagram. And get clarity of spirit so that you can truly be a king and not be led by mere men. Are you with me, friends?
Yes,
listen, what I'm saying to you might not make sense, and maybe the advice I told some of you not to go out. You know, the reason why I told you not to go out is not because the protest was bad, but because of the records of killings. By the time I heard that 4 people were killed in Surulere, I put a message out. I said, I don't want to see anybody. I advise you guys not to go. And I said, if you consider me as a voice. It was a very clear sentence. It wasn't I don't have the right to tell you what to do. But I said, if you consider me as a voice, you choose to consider me as a voice, don't go out. Because the same advice I gave you is the advice the parents of the dead wish they took. All those who have died, their parents wished they didn't go out. And I've told you, there is no special crown if you die on protest feed. It has no heavenly reward. Now, there might be one or two of us that God will anoint to manifest in that regard. But you will see the spirit of God in it. it will not carry the spirit of insult to the previous generation. You see, you should be able to discern spirits. When you see a movement that does that insults spiritual fathers, one, you see a movement that doesn't only insult spiritual fathers, insult even their own biological fathers. You should know the Lord. No prophecy. No prophecy. You don't need a prophecy. When people say the fathers are idiots, they are useless, people tell them, keep quiet if you don't have, if you are, you know, when people insult their fathers, you should know that it is the spirit of suicide. It is a demon. I'm a pastor. I'm not a psychologist. So you should be hearing things like demons from my mouth. Are you with me? It is the demon of the age. The spirit of suicide. Begin to hear strong terms. Speak up, madman. That when you begin to hear, you see, I couldn't even say it in Yoruba. Look at me, friend. When you begin to hear that, don't be confused. Your Bible is your judgment. What did the Bible tell you about the last days? That men will be disrespectful of their parents. It's in your Bible. It is the spirit. It is how Paul trained Timothy. Who's your apostle? This was how Paul told Timothy to track the end of the age. Men will become disrespectful. And you know that if you're afraid of what men will say, then you know that you need to readjust and check. If you are moved, pushed by men, you are better ask God to take you home early, because you might not be one of the soldiers of the last days. Let me round off. We have wasted today. Hope we will not waste. We can't even waste Sunday. Ready on the flyer for Sunday's preaching. I'm going to preach. Pastor Kwede will take today, but I just felt it might be proper for me to take today. You know, a new church is risen. A new church, a new people who have the passion of the Lord running in their blood, in their veins. We didn't feel anything for our brothers who died in the north, who keep dying. We don't feel anything. You know, Hugh Osgood said, one of the old apostles in the UK, who is a friend to all the leaders we have in the church, he said a very strange thing he has come to find out, because he's into missions in the north. He said that more funds come from the UK to support the pastors in the northern part of Nigeria. He said, but if that was everything, it would be okay. He said, more funds come out from the southern, this part of Nigeria, to the UK. That's what the pastor in the south prefers to send his money to the bishop in UK and America before he even supports the pastors. Do you know we have no fund, no trust fund that makes it automatic for all the missionary kids in that place to be in the best universities? We don't have that. We have no trust fund. All the missionaries in that place, all their children should be in the best of schools. No agitation. No agitation against the crisis in southern Kaduna and the rest. Some of you don't even care. You're not even aware. It doesn't even make any sense to you. I was in Benue, and till today in Benue, some places are manned by vigilantes, citizens that watch their store because the Fulani headsmen can break out anytime. You know, I traveled recently and I was scared. The driver noticed my fear. He started to lie to me. Because when we pass one road, I've heard that road in the news before. I said, I didn't know this road they said Fulani headsmen used to. He said, no, it's when we pass that road. And I said, that particular road is the main road. I tell Pastor, this journey they are carrying me on. You know? I was not comfortable all my time. Anywhere we pass, when I see cows like this, I will just bend down from the car. I was afraid throughout. Pastor, I was just laughing. I was afraid throughout. He went to preach. He went to do missions work somewhere. He said before he left, he just saw a vision. A Boko Haram attack. And he can't go back because he was already there. They were meant to move from somewhere to another place. He said he saw a vision that they sprayed their car. He said the fear that gripped his soul. This is the end. He said 30 minutes or few minutes after they had passed, the Boko Haram guys scattered the next people that were in that place. Toby, our friend, told me that he went to do evangelism somewhere in the north, preached to some people. They were meant to do a crusade. Like a day to the crusade, Boko Haram struck. He said, in fact, his joy was that one of them was already filled with the Holy Ghost. And that he was going to go through that guy and fill a particular community with the Spirit. Like a day or 2 days before Boko Haram struck. That is his guy that got filled with the Holy Ghost. They killed him. Yes. I was with Shei here, my friend. Shei. His gate man, who also watches over a particular mast, was fighting with his oga, the person that controls that mast. And it was a terrible fight. And Shei called him and said, why are you fighting now? This is your oga. This is your guy now. Why are you insulting your guy? And the guy began to cry. He's small, a young guy. He began to cry. I was there. We're wondering. He said, your guy called him bastard. He was not crying. He called me bastard. He called me bastard. He said, now in front of my eye like this, now in front of my eye, Boko Haram cut my papa's neck. The guy reminded him of what happened to him. He now showed me his leg. That same incident, he has a gunshot on his leg. He's a Christian. He said he cut his neck in front of him. You now say, hands us. It's the call of God. It's the calling. Can you understand that? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that is wrong. I'm just saying there are weightier issues. Do you get what I'm talking about? And the reason I'm raising it now is because we turned, not because this is wrong, because some people put a statement of the weightiest matter. Because we are spoiled brats. That's my issue. That's only my issue. I don't have an issue with this. In 2012, I was in Ojota. I was there. I was in Ojota in 2012. Before 2012, I've led a protest before. I've told you guys before. I led a massive protest. All the politicians in my university are my friends. I've gone to the SUG. I said, let's lead a protest. I was the vice president of all the students. I didn't even go to this church. I was the vice president of all the fellowships on campus before I became president some years back. I didn't even go and meet my guy. I went to meet the SUG. I said, let's do a protest. He said, he's not going to do. I said, he doesn't think there's a need for a protest. I said, okay. I left his office. I took a bench. I put a bench in a bus stop. Shake it at bus stop. No, satellite. Put a bench there. I stood on the bench. I told my friends to go get me speakers. They went, they got me speakers, and I stood alone, no support, nobody. Alone. And I kept talking. And when I talked, I got thousands of people behind me, and I led them from that spot, and I was going to the governor's office. And I was meant to, I had Bible study because I was the pastor of my fellowship. Worship was going on. And I was one to preach. They were waiting for me. They just long, you are far. They kept longing the worship. So this is not a lazy, man talking. This is not this thing. I listened to Sheo Kuti. Sheo said, the celebrities that came to lead your protest, they have two bouncers and three mopo in their car. She answers. He said, even the celebrity, if you step on him anyhow, the mopo will slap you. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you with me, my friends? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? They are the sons of God. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. There is a spirit released over the nation. The spirit of the Antichrist. And that spirit is galvanizing thoughts. And is saying everybody must think one thought. This is a practice session. The church has to be careful. This thing the church is thinking, they are speaking one voice. There's nothing. It's one voice against the king. You have to be careful. That feeling of fear, of thinking different, is a spiritual attack. Never make anybody get you to be afraid of thinking different. Never. It's a warfare you must fight inside you. You must make a decision that I can have a different opinion. Yes. And it is necessary in the last days. You must be bold enough to have a what? A different opinion. Or else you take the mark. Praise God. Finally, if you don't read yourself, give me the scripture we used the last. I've shown you the one of Jesus' prayer. Let's see that one for the last time. Let's just read it, that Jesus' prayer, so that I can just use it to jolt people's hearts again. I pray for them, that disciples. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All right. Verse 20. After I've explained that to you, it doesn't mean it's wrong to pray for your nation. In fact, you have to pray for your nation. But I'm telling you, there is a priority, which is what? The kingdom. Can we shout the kingdom? You can't tell me what to talk about or what to say. You don't tell people what to talk about. Praise God. All right. I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who what? Who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one. As what? As your Father in me and I in you. That they also, just give me 10 minutes. Can you give me 10 minutes? Yes, that they also may be one in what? In us. That the world may believe that what? That you sent me. So, are we together here? Yes, so, how will the world believe that Jesus sent us? That Jesus was sent is what? Our what? Our oneness. Are we together with me? Our what? Our oneness. Now, is it our oneness? I'm preaching something else now. I've left that place. Okay. Is it our oneness with the world?
No.
But our oneness with what? With ourselves. Praise God. That's why I said it was yesterday that I am weary of your apostleship. If we take positions that the fathers of faith are not taking, you have to be careful. Pastor, are you telling us to be gomu gomu? No, that's what I'm not saying to you. But I'm just saying there's a structure. Check the book of Acts. Can you read the story of Acts? Can you imagine the church in Acts take different positions from the positions of them, Peter and them, Stephen? Not possible, right? That there was a type of oneness. It's not a oneness of man. It's a oneness of spirit.
Yes.
And the proof of that is oneness with man. Are we here?
Yes.
They asked that the Jew many times, that why didn't he take a strong position on issues? He said, because I'm part of Khan. He said, I don't have an opinion different from Khan's opinion. But the world will insult Khan and inspire you to also insult Khan. Say, all those men, those men are the reason why we still have a church in this country. All these men. The world may believe that you sent me. Are we together? Praise God. So relax. It means that the only way the world is going to love, or rather, the world is going to see that we are different people, is our unity with ourselves and unity with Christ. That our unity with them does not mean they won't deal with us.
I didn't talk.
Oh, you think they are inspired? That while they are doing their own, you are praying. You are praying beside them. It's like, hey! One said, I want to go back to church. He said, how they go back to church? Shut up! What's wrong with you people? You think going back to church is attendance? Who needs you? Go to, if you don't go to church, go to hell. Who we born with you? Are you doing us a favor? Are you doing us a favor? Go on, born. Like it's a favor. And now I will go back to church. The guy will now say he has go back to church. I say, ah, he has come back to church. That's the cancer that will destroy the whole house. Because the next time the pastor says, because the pastor says something he likes. When the pastor says something he does not like, he will tell the pastor, waka, the pastor. I don't know. I don't know them. It's our money. Are you with me? So the world will not like us because we are agreeing. Oh my God. As I talk, people they verse. And they feel out. There's like, oh, get to just take care of me, please. I'm under attack. I'm telling you, I feel arrow. Only me call day low. I got the fear of my life. Hatred. As I'm talking, there's hatred. The response to the spirit of hell is hatred. I'm hated. There's hate, not hatred. What's it say? When you have been delivered from yourself, you can speak for God. We have no reason to let the world know that we too we are brilliant. It's not our calling. It's not we have no brilliance to prove. We have souls to save. And that's why people stresslessly from Christianity go and do Great Light religion. You see, because they are just looking for, because the one you introduce them to is about intelligence. Like, okay. The guy will go to Confucius course, what they call Confucianism. No, there's one religion. Crucifixion. They will do different things. Are you seeing what I'm seeing here? That it is oneness with God and oneness with ourselves. Are you with me? That is to say, I can even support you when I know you are wrong. I would just say it's our brother. That it's not superiority of intelligence again. It is blood connection. That other day, they were insulting Mama Felix Adejumo. I put a picture on my face. I've not listened to any of her message. I've not listened to her 10 minutes. But when I saw the whole world abusing her, I put a picture on all my social media page. I healed her. One pastor called me and said, why are you, don't you know she's speaking wrong? She's not a good person. She's preaching the world. I told her, I said, okay,
the people of the world that are insulting her. The reason they have not insulted you is not because you are better than her. They need your permission to insult you. They are insulting the one you don't like so that you can give them your permission. They are coming for you next. You think those guys, you think it's a human they have issue with? They have issue with Paul, with Peter, with Jesus Christ, with angels, with God, with the throne, with coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with the new world. They have issues with all those things. They give you the one that is connected to your flesh so that you can vote for them. And they are coming to rule over you. We better wake up. We better rise up. And understand what's happening. I smell the coffee. Is it coffee or coffee? Coffee or coffin?
Coffee.
Coffee. You better smell the coffee. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Listen. I love all our fathers. Olukoya. If you are with Olukoya today, you will think I'm an MFM person. And I cannot listen to 2 minutes of his message. I don't really enjoy his preaching. There's no preacher you abuse that I will not support, because I know you hate God. You hate Christ. It's not what the man of God did. I won't preach this one on Sunday or again. No, better get what you can get. If you like, use it. If you like, don't use it. Are we together?
Yes.
That they may believe that you sent me. Let's read. 5 more minutes. The glory which you gave me, I've given them. Huh? What has he given us? 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 Is it a good job? Is it a good car? His glory. Now, he will give us good jobs and good cars, but that's not the premise of the Christian faith. What Jesus Christ came to give is what? His glory. So what should you pursue primarily? It's your pursuit. That's your pursuit. Where can you get glory? America? Britain? Better Nigeria? They just make us feel like the plan of God for Nigeria. The plan of God for Nigeria is a spiritual plan. Listen, we don't need Jesus to develop our roads. What's wrong with us? The reason why the road is not developed is not the problem of the church. If it was the problem of the church, is the development in Dubai the goodness of the church? Nations have developed without the church. With your mind, you can fix your road. But you can't fix your soul with your mind. Somebody shout glory.
Glory!
Now, when we come into this glory, it will have an effect on our nation.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
It's only the gospel that can take out corruption from the heart of man.
Yes.
Are you too cold? Some of you are using style to... If you are cold, raise your hand. Are you cold? Ah. Because I was confused. I first thought it was the spirit. I said, is the message this powerful? Take out like two. Take that out too. It's cold. Take out. Take that out too. Take it out. Take it out. All right. Praise God. Take it out. Take that out too. Praise God. Are we better now?
Yes.
Even should have spoken up since then. All right, let's listen. So what is the promise? It's the promise of glory. Listen, that glory, there's no counterfeit for it. There is no system on earth that can give glory. No government, no political party. Go and check all their manifestos. There is none that says it will supply glory. None. PDP cannot give glory. APC cannot give glory. The Conservative Party cannot give glory. Democratic Party cannot give glory. But we know that Christ in us is what?
Glory!
I wish I heard you louder. Christ in you is what?
Glory!
Yes. Christ in you. Christ in you. So that you can be in Nigeria, but you're also in Christ. You can be in America, you're also in Christ.
Yeah.
Are you together with me? So that you live in glory. You live in purpose. Uh-huh. Are you feeling it now? Are you understanding it now? You, the concept of glory and purpose is revealed in your heart. Do you understand that? Then we cannot be talking about sending. If you don't understand glory and purpose, then God cannot send you. Then you now understand that your trip to Canada is destiny. It's not for better life. God can take care of you in Nigeria. My own father. My own. Is this my God? I was telling my wife today. I said, this is Jesus. I said, I go track him. To my wife. And she came to visit me. I said, this is Jesus. I told her, I go track him. I like him. I like him. He's separate. You see, he's the only person that messes me up. He intimidates me. And I envy him. And I'm tracking him. And I told my wife, I said, like Jesus, I'll catch him. I'll get him by my side. Jesus, I'll get him. Jesus, I'll get him. There was famine, no food. He sent Elijah to the house of a widow to be fed by a widow. Do you understand that? It's called glory. You know, after he now fed the widow, he now did a miracle for that widow. Do you understand this God? This same, he can feed you through an angel. Angel can bring food to you. Amen. Ravens can bring food. A widow can bring food. You have to follow him. If he does a miracle today and you think he will come miraculously tomorrow, you might miss him. He can say tomorrow, the way you eat, go and visit your friend. Tell him you are hungry. That's his plan. If you want it deep, that's your business. Because what he did yesterday was not deep. He's just behaving. You have to believe closely to him. Dennis, are you getting this? Look closely. That's why some of us don't scheme. Why do people scheme? People scheme because they are scheming towards the direction that they expect they can get something. Some of us don't scheme because God, all direction is a direction for him. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? You see, you might want to go there. Go there. And you think this is the road. And the only road he can plan for you is through this chair. And it begins to lead you like this. Tomorrow you will find out that an earthquake is meant to happen there. And a new construction is meant to happen here. That this table, they are going to take it away. And that place, there will not be road here tomorrow. He can even say you should go through ground. He can say you should go through air. There's his door. That's one of his nicknames. I told you before. He said, I am the door. He's not, he's the door. So it's where he places himself that there's opening. It's where he places himself. So it's not just going to get you a door. He's the door. So if you think there's a pole here, if he comes here, that pole has turned to door. He's the door. So all we need to do is to follow him. That is to air with anybody. Anybody can go. You can't threaten me. You can't threaten me. He's the door. Those are the miracles. Can I preach now? Another 5 minutes. The preaching has come now. The other one, you distracted me. So feel free and enjoy yourself. I've finished that talk. Let's do with that talk. That talk is a waste of time. Don't stress me. I'm a preacher of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? I'm not. That one are natural issues. Engage it. Engage. But if you want to go out, guard yourself where they will not shoot you. That's all. Do you understand? And don't say it is the hope of the calling or the sun's arising. Don't be fickle. Don't be fickle. Just because you went on one prayer walk, you're not saying you are manifesting. Don't be fickle. And the matter is huge. If you want to go for prayer walk, go for prayer walk and go for it. But don't make it deep. Do you understand that? The prayer work you have not done all your life is this particular one that God will now see that you have not manifest. So, those are the miracles from the realms. Those are the experiences you have when you are engaging the glory. Where God begins to do things that will mess you up. you become a spectator in the doings of your own life. Do you understand? You are shocked about what is happening in your life. Even you are shocked. That's it. That he begins to answer you beyond your requests. Do you understand that? Am I making sense here now? You get what I'm talking about? You've already started testing it. So you know what I'm talking about. You understand that? So you can be anywhere he wants you to be. If he needs you with Trump tomorrow, he can get you there. There's no... He will get you there. He's the door. He's the door. He's the connection. But you have to press into the glory. Are you with me? And the glory which you have given me, I have what? I've given them. So it means that we all have access to the glory. Babe, you understand that? You have access to it. Gabs, you get it. You have access to the glory. The glory is inside you. The glory is inside you. You have access. You have access. The glory is inside you. You have access to the glory. That is to say, there is nothing that has happened in my past that is going to stop me from coming into my destiny. Why? Because right now, my past does not exist anymore. Because I've entered into another plane, another lane. It's called the glory of God. In this place, the nature and the abilities of God is what supplies for my existence. The nature and the abilities of God is what supplies for my existence. The nature and the ability of God is what supplies. Did you hear that? His nature and his ability is what supplies. Oh my God. His nature and ability. It means that you cannot victimize me. Do you understand? There's nothing you can do against me. There's nothing. All things work together for my good. Now, it's a realm. It's a glory realm. All things. You can't victimize me. You can't use anything against me. Because even me do not exist. I am now in him. And the life that I live is now his life. So his life becomes my origin and my ending. That's the meaning of the author and the finisher of faith. I don't exist anymore. Untouchable. Untouchable. And this is the voice I'm releasing. I'm bragging and announcing to the demons and the princes of the air that this one cannot be threatened. You can't bully this one to a belief or a thought. Are you together with me? Because he's in the glory. And so you can take everything you own. He's in the glory. And the glory is a supplier. One of the introductions of the glory that the apostle gave us is the glory's ability to supply. And Paul looked at the church. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. So glory becomes a supply point. It's a depot. If you say you won't give us, we can route it through glory. You won't give me, I will route it through glory. I can route it through glory. I don't deserve it. All right, let's go through glory. We can go through glory. You are not educated. Okay, we'll go through glory. You don't deserve it. We can go through glory. That's how you were born. Okay, I can go through glory. Because in the glory, everything starts again. And this beginning is now in him. Just describing to you the new church, showing you the energy in the new church, the strength of the new church, the focus of the new church. It's a strong church. It's not weak. It's only weak unto God, so that the strength of God might be made manifest. But generally speaking, she is not weak. And the people I'm speaking to tonight are not weak. These ones are strong. They have the strength of God. These ones are not disadvantaged. They are called by glory. Friends, are you listening to this? That's why you will forgive your husband. Because if you don't feel like forgiving him in your flesh, you can drought his true glory. You can route forgiveness through glory. But Isaac, this thing this man did is too much. It's too much. You can route it through glory. Do you understand that? But Isaac, I failed so much. I don't think God still has a plan for me. Glory is another starting point. And this starting point has no reference to you. It doesn't reference your flesh. Oh my God. Rabbe Sefet Saladai. Papa, 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 Paradis, 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 Pellet, Efene, Cot, Cot, Cotnin, Jaya, Jaya, Mende, Mendes, Vredos, Vredos, Ebele Bababarada. I hear God speak over you and he says you can start again. Melet. Meletis. Meletis. Aya. Arade. And this time around you're starting in power, guys. Starting in glory. Starting in favor. Suffer. Oyodo, 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 kenene, paras. Paratis, paratis. Paratis, paratis. Ovinai paya. Oh, pet non. Keletis. Set non. Set non. Set non. Set non. Untouchable. Let no man trouble you. For you bear on your body the marks of Christ. You can't be troubled anymore. You are free. You are free to love God. You are free to serve God. These ones are free. My friends are free. My brothers are free. Rede Fasia or letter. Can you just lay hold on freedom? Lay hold on your freedom that's in Christ Jesus and fellowship with it. You are free. You are free to love him. You are free to serve him. You are free. You are free to impact your world. You are free. You are free. Kelesa Labash Shaladai. Montoroboko Shaladai. Predes. Mentofair. In Jesus' name I prayed. Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you for my brothers and sisters, the ones that I have the privilege to serve. I thank you for everyone, including myself. Thank you for your word is truth. Your word is life. We give you praise. Father, we ask you to speak peace into this nation. Peace into this nation. We ask that you bring in the necessary wisdom that will calm the tides. We're bringing the necessary wisdom that will calm the tides. In the name of Jesus. We ask for protection over our sons and daughters. The ones who are crying out for a better government. For it's a proof that in their spirit they know there's something called better. They know there's something called good. Father, we ask that you keep them. We stop the force of bullets. Help us, Father. Let's not lose our young ones. For Satan has planned for us to lose our young ones. But we put a covering over them. Amen. And we say, have mercy, O God. Amen. Have mercy, O God. Amen. And we ask, O God, that you make this nation go closer and become the nation you had in mind. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. And we pray that a brand new church that is rising, you strengthen her. Amen. You give her wisdom and fire. Amen. So shall it be.